Welcome to Pass the Damn Ball with your host, Mitchell Adams. And we out here talking about NBA playoffs. Let's dive into it. Last night, the Golden State Warriors defeated the T-Wolves in, I would say, not even close competition. The T-Wolves got smacked around by the Warriors. It didn't even matter that Steph Curry got injured in the second quarter. What did we see in the first half? We saw a Minnesota Timberwolves team that was not prepared. We had Chris Finch, head coach Chris Finch, at the end of the game calling out Ant Edwards. Might as well have not shown up, right? Well, doesn't that also fall a little bit on the shoulders of the head coach not having his team prepared? I understand having multiple days off. Warriors have been in this momentum of every other day. But, man, they just got done playing against the Houston Rockets. And, yes, Mike Conley is, I would say, old, 18 years in the league. You know, that's a long time to be playing in the league. He did not have a good game. Those legs are tired. Rudy Gobert, every time Rudy Gobert would get a rebound, someone from the Warriors was swatting that ball. It was kind of more like they weren't going for the rebound. They were going for whenever Rudy Gobert got his hands on the ball, just swiping at it. Because Rudy Gobert is so clumsy, just flumsy down there. He can't even grip the ball. It was an entire struggle for the Minnesota Timberwolves in that first half. Anthony Edwards finishing with 1 point. The team as a collective whole was 0 for 15 from the field. 0 for 15. 32%. You know what? I was talking to my boy Tino yesterday before the game. And we were talking about how, you know, Ant Edwards, this might be his opportunity to finally take that next step. Take the throne. Take Excalibur sword. Channel his inner Michael, his inner Kobe. Well, guess what? When Michael won his first chip, he had a Scotty. When Kobe won his first chip, he had a Shaq. Who does Ant have? Julius Randle. Rudy. No, not Rudy. Not Julius Randle. The Warriors have Curry. They have Draymond. Those two, of course. Peanut butter jelly. But Jimmy Butler is the key to this series. And Jimmy Butler is the reason why I think this series, even with the Steph injury, is going to go six games. Six games. I may have said five games if it weren't for Steph Curry's hamstring. And I don't think I'm being overdramatic with that. What did we see yesterday? Even after Steph Curry got injured, I wasn't concerned because the Wolves did not show up. They weren't ready. That falls on the head coach. So for the head coach to kind of push back on Ant, sure, there is something to be said about coaching and holding your best player accountable. I understand that. But homie, the whole team didn't show up. Naz Reid was the best defender in the first half before he got injured. Naz Reid coming off the bench. So it is not looking good for the Minnesota Timberwolves. It is also not looking good. Even more, I shouldn't even put them on the same level as Minnesota. That's not fair. Cleveland Cavaliers. Oh, Cleveland. Now down 2-0 to the Indiana Pacers after Tyrese Haliburton in the final seconds got the offensive rebound from missing a free throw. That was the second offensive rebound given up by the Cleveland Cavaliers from a free throw in the last minute. Just terrible. Box out. I know y'all are tired. I know Cleveland shorthanded, but if there is one play to just give it your all right there, you cannot give up an offensive rebound. Unacceptable. Darius Garland being hurt. That has hurt the team dramatically because the shooting is not the same. Donovan Mitchell dropping 48 and Darius Garland not being there is a lot different than Donovan Mitchell dropping 48 and Garland adding an additional 18, 20 points. Which we've seen games like that from Mitchell in the season where he would go off and Garland's still getting his, but Garland missing is a key piece. Evan Mobley, huge. Defensive player of the year, Evan Mobley. He is injured. And clearly, Cleveland is suffering from those injuries. But that is no excuse to give up a 119 to 112 lead with 57 seconds left. You just saw the Pacers do that to Milwaukee. Come back and win, being down 7 in the final minute. Negligence. How hard is it to get a defensive rebound? Missing a free throw. You gave up 2 offensive rebounds. And the terrible pass from out of bounds, turnovers, not executing. Cleveland is now down 2-0, and the Pacers still haven't even played a home game. What the hell is going on out there? Also, I would like to quickly discuss the AFC West. We are in May. The draft is officially over. But that doesn't mean we can, you know, we don't have to hold back on starting to talk about football, right? AFC West is going to be the best division in football. Remember a couple years ago when the Raiders got Devontae Adams? It was going to be Adams, Carr, and Jacobs running that team to the top of the division. That was the same year that Justin Herbert was about to take another step in ascending as a top 5 quarterback in the NFL. And that was the same year that Denver got a hold of Russell Wilson. Broncos, let's ride all the way to the ground. And the Chiefs were the only team from that division that was really good. Fast forward, so, what, 3 years later now? Is this the year to finally bet against the Chiefs? This would be the 4th Super Bowl appearance in a row. The only team that has ever done that, 4 Super Bowls in a row, that would be the Buffalo Bills. And they went 0-4. Chiefs finally lost Super Bowl. All we heard was, don't bet against the Chiefs. Oh my gosh, you're insane if you bet against the Chiefs. And the Eagles just smacked them. Smacked them early too, so they didn't leave it in the hands of the refs to potentially, you know, have a controversial call that's going to favor the Chiefs that we've all witnessed multiple times happening. Is this year to bet against the Chiefs? I'm not fully ready to say yes. However, it is worth considering. Travis Kelce, another year older. Mahomes not looking Mahomes-esque last year at all. Chiefs getting lucky a ton of games last year, winning not decisively. Denver elevating. Bo Nix is legit. Bona fide stud Bo Nix. Here he comes. Denver had a great draft as well. Denver Broncos are here. They might be the second best team in the division, if it's not the Chiefs. Raiders hire Pete Carroll. Let's see, what else did they do? They got Ashton Gentry, Boise State running back, a Heisman finalist nominee. He's going to fit so well in Vegas. He's going to do things for that offense that is going to be so helpful to Geno Smith, veteran quarterback Geno Smith, who has worked with Pete Carroll. Pete loves Geno Smith. They're going to find a way to work in that offense. Defense for the Raiders is going to be there as well. They're ready. They're hungry. Chargers. Harbaugh. You can never count out Coach Harbaugh. Herbert. We're still waiting for that ascending to top 5. Maybe he's finally reached his peak. Or maybe he's going to just have a better season than he did last year. And last year he had a pretty good season. It just wasn't, you know, Harbaugh runs the ball. They drafted the kid out of North Carolina, the running back that's going to be key to Justin Herbert, to the run game. I really think the Chargers aren't going anywhere. Their defense really improved. They got Khalil Mack for one more year. Let's see what happens. There's not a team that I don't like in this division. Even the Raiders, you know, obviously it's easy to say they're the worst team in that division. And, you know, I'm not going to argue against that. But it's really hard to envision any team getting less than 7 wins in this division. Unless it's like an NFC North type of division last year where we saw three teams have 10 plus wins and then the other team have 5 wins. But I don't know. I can't envision anybody in this division getting 5 wins or less. I just can't see it. Everybody's good. So, or potential has potential to be good. And maybe some teams take a step back. Who knows? The schedule comes out officially May 14th. I'm looking forward to reviewing, looking at it, going through, deciding over under picks. So stay tuned for that. I also want to give a quick shout out to the A's, Oakland, Sacramento A's, NorCal A's, Athletics. They have more wins than the New York Yankees. That's pretty dope. We're only in May. Hasn't been a month into the season, but A's are looking good. Start believing in this A's team. Let's go Oakland forever. Pass the damn ball. Mitchell Adams, thanks for listening.